worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of James, James chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of God, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Verses 1 through 27, all of James chapter 1. Father, thank you once again for your word, and thank you for the ways your word continues to empower us and to guide us and to mold us and shape us more and more into the disciples you've called us to be. Help us, Lord, to grow in our understanding of how vital it is and how vitally important it is that every day be a day in which we're about your business, the business of making disciples. Help us to be faithful disciples and to make disciples faithfully each and every day. Thank you for this third day of our share-a-thon, our spring share-a-thon. Lord, thank you for how that you've blessed so far. We're believing the Lord to bless even more so today. We place it in your hands. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson, and he's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we are so thankful that we can come to you, that we have your listening ear, that you would stoop down and listen and care for sinners like us. We thank you for your precious Son, Jesus, who died on that cross for sinners like us. We rejoice in that today. Father, we rejoice in this share-a-thon, how you've stirred hearts of listeners all across America to give to this ministry so that we can continue to be here. And Father, we pray for our listening family, those who are hurting, those who've lost jobs or lost loved ones or just a financial situation. We just bring them to you, Father, and we're thankful that you are their shield and their protector and their helper in time of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. We're in our third day of our spring share-a-thon, and the Lord has blessed tremendously. Our theme is Bring an Awakening. And our number, if you're still wanting to participate, to call in, to make a pledge, to help us to continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Again, bring an awakening. And we ask and invite you to continue to pray with us as we finish off our share-a-thon. Our theme scripture is found in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And that scripture tells us, do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency, for our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. Again, Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Well, and again, one of the words of encouragement we want to encourage you today in relation to our spring share-a-thon is that we're grateful as a Christian radio network to be a vessel through which the Holy Spirit can reach and touch the lives of people, to point people to Jesus Christ, to help them to come to know Christ, and then to help them to grow up in their relationship with the Lord, to become mature disciples, believers who are walking with the Lord, living for the Lord, and through which the Spirit of God can work. We're going to take time to listen to some listener testimonies at this time, and I want you to be both encouraged and touched as the Holy Spirit speaks through them as they share testimony of how the Holy Spirit has worked through AFR to touch and bless their lives.
Hi, my name is Jerica Warren, and I'm calling from Worcester, Oklahoma. American Family Radio has blessed my life in so many ways, it doesn't seem possible. I started being an avid listener around 2 years ago. To be honest, I wasn't a big fan of the show, only because I realized I was a lukewarm Christian. I had been saved at age 9, and sadly, I wasn't living the life of a Christ follower. I struggled with sin on a daily basis, and once I started to listen to AFR, it made me want to be a better Christian and a better person. Listening to AFR has put my faith and life back on track. I can truly feel the Spirit of God working through all the hosts, and thanks to them, I have rededicated my life to Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for them and all that they do. Thanks, and God bless.
My name is Kim Manning from West Monroe, Louisiana. I found American Family Radio a few years ago, just happened upon it. It's where I get all of my news. It's filtered through a biblical worldview, and I just love that. I went to Israel last year with American Family Radio. Truly a life-changing trip. Just everything about it was miraculous. I love American Family Radio, but I have to say at the very top of my list is Abraham Hamilton. That dude is brilliant.
I learned of American Family Radio via a angel visitation many years ago. I was sitting in my car on a summer afternoon with the windows open, eating my lunch and listening to Rush Limbaugh. This woman came to my open window. I had never seen her before. I have never seen her since. She asked what I was listening to, and I said, Rush Limbaugh. And she said, oh, I like listening to him too, but let me tell you about something else you may like. And she told me about 89.1, our local station for American Family Radio. And she said, I think you'll like that too. And I thanked her. And I said, I'm going to turn to that right now so I won't forget. And I did. I've been listening ever since. I've been blessed ever since. And I have been a financial supporter almost from the beginning. And I have shared the same message with many, many others. So I thank you so much.
This is Mark from Virginia. After 44 years of marriage, my dear wife was promoted to heaven and about 2 years ago. And the house fell quiet. And I had always been a listener, mostly radio in the car, through AFR, but during the day at the house, AFR was a real comfort to me. I got to be, you know, almost like it was a part of my family, to listen to the shows and the speakers and the information and the callers. And that's what AFR meant to me, and still does.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, our third day, and our theme is Bring an Awakening. And the number to call, if you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. And, you know, as you listen to some of the testimonies of some of the listeners that called in to share testimonies, you hear the Spirit of God speaking mightily through them, how the Lord has, by His Spirit, touched them, encouraged them, helped them to grow and begin to grow stronger in the Lord. And again, what a privilege and an honor it is for us to be a part of a Christian radio network that reaches into the lives of people where they are and touches them, points them to Jesus Christ, and helps them to begin to grow up in their faith as well. You know, the Great Commission tells us to go into all the world and make disciples. And, you know, when you contribute, when you pray for American Family Radio, when you contribute financially and support us, you join in with the mission that we're carrying out to help reach and touch and change the lives of others by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. So we're encouraging you to come alongside us and help us to do the work we've been called to do. But along with that, I would challenge and encourage every single listener to really ask God to help you to become a diligent disciple maker yourself. Now, remember, we're all called to be disciples and to make disciples as well. And, you know, one of the tricks and the deceptions of the enemy is he wants us to see that responsibility and that calling as a burden. But, you know, in reality, it's a huge privilege and opportunity. We have the privilege of being a vessel that the Holy Spirit can reach through and touch the lives of people for today and for all eternity as well. What a privilege. What an honor. And our job is to be available vessels. And so my challenge to you is make it your goal to both be a disciple and also make it your goal to be a daily disciple maker as well. Live a lifestyle of encouraging others in their walk with the Lord each and every day as well. The number once again to get involved with helping AFR to do the work we've been called to do, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. And a very helpful truth to help remind us of the basic building blocks of both being a disciple and making a disciple can be summed up in this helpful learning tool. The three letters of the word PRO, P-R-O, refer to three basic building blocks of the life of a disciple. P refers to your prayer life. We're all called to have a vital prayer life. R refers to reading, that is, reading and meditating on the Word of God each and every day. O refers to obedience. We're not only to be hearers of God's Word, we're to be doers as well. So the three letters of the word PRO remind us of the very basic building blocks of the life of every disciple. We're to live these, and we're to seek to encourage others in these areas of their lives as well. We're all called to be prayer warriors. We're all called to be diligent students of the Word of God. And we're all called to be obedient. We're called to hear the Word and do the Word as well. Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us each and every day of being disciples, and also the privilege and opportunity to be vessels through which you can encourage others to come to know Christ and encourage others to come to begin to grow up and grow strong in their walk with the Lord as well. Father, empower us afresh to be faithful disciples and faithful vessels that you're using to do just that, to help encourage others to become strong, vibrant servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. The number to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue our work is 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
Which art in heaven, yeah, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
From Tennessee. I am calling just to let you all know how impacting your station has been in my life. Since starting to listen to AFR continuously, probably for the past 3 years, it has just been a tremendous asset in my life. But I just want you all to know that one of the most personally impacting programs that you have is on Saturday mornings with Peter Rosenberg, talking about caregivers. I didn't know what was going on in my life. I know my life was just upside down. I was overwhelmed. I was just struggling, and I couldn't really make sense out of what was going on and what was the reason why. And I just discovered from listening to Peter Rosenberg on Saturday, I was like, man, I actually am a caregiver, because I was struggling with a son who had problems with substance addiction, but I never saw myself as being in the role of a caregiver, and even in some instances, an enabler in his life. And all of that program has just made a tremendous difference. So I just thank and appreciate AFR for all that you do.
AFR has changed my life in so many ways. I am seldom around like-minded believers, and being able to listen to AFR all day, 7 days a week, is truly a blessing. AFR has strengthened my faith and walk with the Lord and helped me keep focused on Jesus all day. It is truly my lifeline. Since listening to AFR, I've been inspired to set aside time each morning to have quiet time with Jesus before I start my day. It also encouraged me to read my Bible each day. I can always depend on AFR to report the truth about what's going on around us today, and that is so important to me. Thank you, Brother John Wildman, for answering God's call to start this ministry that has changed my life and so many others.
My name is Gary, and I'm in Tennessee, and I just wanted to say thank you to all the folks that are supporting AFR. I had a stroke about 7 years ago, still paralyzed on the left side, and I cannot drive anymore. I cannot really look at TV very much, and I can't do anything on the computer. So I spend a lot of time listening to AFR every day. I'm so thankful, grateful to hear the truth shared with all. I want to say a special thanks to all the people who support AFR every year as a faithful supporter, such as our local old country store, Clark Shaw and his wife, Bonita. They support us every year. And I'm really thankful for that. The heart of an old Tennessee country boy, I'd like to say thank you to each and every one of you who contributes to AFR, and I pray God's blessing on each one of you.
I'm Haywood Spears, calling from Mississippi. And I just want to tell American Family Association and all the other listeners how much you have blessed me in 25 years that I've been associated with AFA. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, a very difficult, stressful job. And American Family Association's helped me through almost every mile of it. And I sure do appreciate Mr. Don Wildman, all the staff, the professors. It's just a wonderful family. Makes me feel like family. And I appreciate it. God bless American Family Association.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. And the theme for our share-a-thon is Bring an Awakening. And our theme scripture is Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Do this, knowing that this is a critical time It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency. For our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. Again, Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Thanks for your prayers and for those that have already given gifts and contributions to help us to continue the work. And if you haven't yet, we're still hoping and encouraging you to take the time to continue to both pray for us, but also call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio. If you'd like to join in and be a part, we invite you simply to give us a call at 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. And we've been looking at the topic of the fact that by the grace of God, a lot of discipleship happens through the work and ministry of American Family Radio. And as you listen to some of the listener testimonies, you see how the Spirit of God has worked in the hearts and the lives of our listeners to help them, many to come to know Christ, and then many others to begin to grow up and to grow strong and mature in their faith as disciples. But keep in mind, as I'd mentioned earlier, we shouldn't see the work of making disciples as a burden, but it's a great privilege and an honor and a joy to be able to be a vessel through which the Lord Jesus Christ can reach and touch people's lives for today and for all eternity. So let's be about our Father's business every day, both as the Lord uses AFR to disciple others, but also you and I have the privilege of being vessels that God will use and can use to make disciples as well. Obviously, dads and moms, we're to be disciple makers of our children. Whatever age our children are, we're to be discipling them every day. And remember this, it's the Spirit of God that begins to work in the lives greater and greater. Again, we're simply the vessels. The Holy Spirit does all the heavy lifting, but it's our job to be a disciple and then to be a disciple maker as well. I mentioned the three basic building blocks of the life of a disciple that are summarized in the word pro. Number one, our prayer life. Two, the second letter, R, refers to reading the Word of God, reading and meditating on God's Word daily. And O refers to obedience. We're to live what we learn. We're to obey the Word of God as a life and a lifestyle. We're to live this, and we're to teach and encourage others to do it. Parents, we're to teach and encourage our children to do this, and our grandchildren as well. But we're also to teach and encourage other believers to do the same. On a regular basis, we should challenge each other in our prayer lives and challenge each other in the reading of God's Word as well and obeying the Word of God as well. So I hope that you're seeking to do just that. Lord, thank you for the opportunity you give us today and every day to be a disciple and make disciples as well. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of wisdom and grace to help us to be faithful disciples who are daily making disciples as well as we go. Thank you once again for the wonderful blessing that you've made American Family Radio to be for the body of Christ. Anoint this network with a fresh anointing. Use it more and more for your glory in the building of your kingdom and in the making of many more disciples. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, that number to call and make a pledge to help us to continue the work of American Family Radio, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We're going to take time now to listen to some more of the powerful and very touching testimonies that listeners have called in to share of how the Lord has used AFR and by the Spirit of God helped them to grow in their walk with the Lord.
Hi, my name is Tony Bird. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. Just wanted to thank you for what you do. I was a Mormon and started listening to your station back in 1996 or so, and just really was challenged with what I heard and had people praying for me, but to make a long story short, you guys really made a big impact in my life, and I became a Christian and an Army mission in Panama after that, and been going for Jesus ever since. So thank you for your ministry. The Lord bless you.
Hello, my name is Rick Smith. I'm from Alabama. My wife, every time she got in my truck, she would put the radio station on American Family Radio. That's all she listens to. Every time I got in the truck, I would change the station. Well, one day, I decided to leave it on and listen to it. Because if she listens to it all the time, it must be something good for me to listen to. Well, I did. And that's been about 2 years. And I listen to it all the time, every day. And this made a big impact in my life. One day I was going to get a friend of mine, and I knew he wanted to listen to rock and roll. And so I always would change the radio station when I would go pick him up. I reached up to turn the radio up and see what was going on before I got to his house. There was a preacher, and he was telling the story. And as soon as I turned the radio up, he was talking about when Jesus told Peter, "Peter, don't you know me?" And I knew right then, the hair stood up on the back of my neck, that I should leave it on the station for my friend, because he needed to listen to it too.
My name is Farouk, and live in Houston, Texas. I'm from Persian, Iran. We love AFR, Mrs. Sandy Rios, beautiful. And all the program, we just listen and we just want to say we love you. And we really apologize that some problem from other countries, but we love President Trump. We love you all. God bless you. We don't listen to fake news. We never, never fake news. We recommend everybody, all Iranian people, never listen to the fake news. Thank you very much and God bless.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're going through our spring share-a-thon. This is the third day. Our theme is Bring an Awakening, and we hope that you've been blessed and encouraged as you've listened to many of the listener testimonies, as well as listened to the hosts and the different programs as we have continued with our spring share-a-thon. Our encouragement is that you will get involved. Again, we very much desire your prayers, and the theme for our share-a-thon has been Bring an Awakening, and the theme scripture is Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency, for our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. Again, Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Well, again, we appreciate so many that have called in already, and this is our third and final day of our share-a-thon. But if you haven't called already, we hope that you will. The number to call, to get involved, to make a pledge, to help us to continue the mission of AFR, the number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 1 tells us these words: "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." You know, on a pretty regular basis, we pretty consistently challenge believers to start the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible each and every day. And one of the reasons that's so important is because time in God's Word is a vitally important and critical part of being a disciple. You know, the Word of God lets us know, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God." I don't think there's any way I can overemphasize how important it is that every believer be a diligent student of God's Word, one who reads and meditates on the Word of God. But not only should we read and meditate on the Word, we should learn to speak the Word of God, pray the Word of God, stand on the Word of God, confess the Word of God. It's our weapon. It's the sword of the Spirit, and it's so vitally important to everything we are and everything we do. Filling your life with God's Word is so important, a critically vital important part of the life of every disciple. I hope that if you don't have the habit of reading 3 chapters a day already, today is a great day to start this habit. We hope that you will do that. Once again, the number to call to be a part of our spring share-a-thon, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Father, thank you, Lord, again, for every single listener, and thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of their lives. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of joy. Anoint us afresh with the spirit that would encourage us to get into your word and to read it each and every day. And anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying people, the interceding people you want us to be. And finally, Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of obedience. Help us to be a people that are diligently seeking to know your word and your will, and to live it and obey it each and every day. We thank you and we praise you for the chance to be disciples and to make disciples. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. The number to call to make a pledge during our spring share-a-thon, 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
My name's Rob, and I'm from Louisiana, and I've been listening to American Family Radio for about 10 years now. 2 years ago, my wife and I had a daughter named Madison, and Madison happened to have Down syndrome, and we had her for 7 months. She had open-heart surgery, and she didn't make it, and she passed away at 7 months old, and she was a blessing. And she was a joy to have. And I'm very grateful for the 7 months that we had with her. And she was perfect in our eyes. And I'm very thankful for the message and the ministries that support the pro-life movement and the pro-life message that American Family Radio promotes and supports. And my wife and I just causes us a lot of pain and anguish to think that other people out there that maybe might find out they're having a special needs child or a child with certain disabilities would choose abortion. And if Madison's story, you know, can be told and one person would decide not to do that and realize the tremendous blessing and joy that special needs children are, it would be a blessing to us. And I just thank American Family Radio every day for their message and their faithfulness to God and trying to do what's right and promote the things that are good and holy in this day and age.
This is Dave from Northern New York. I'm happy to say that my wife and I are supporters of the American Family Association. I'm a truck driver, and in my travels around the eastern part of the United States, I can't always find an AFR station, but I have discovered the AFR app. And by using the app, I don't have to miss any of the great programming that AFR presents to the public, including the truck drivers that are delivering the freight. So thanks, AFR, for all that you do. And we'll be looking forward to many more great miles down the road with AFR coming through the radio and the Bluetooth. God bless you guys for all you do. I'd honk my horn, but I'm in a rest area right now, and there's drivers that need their beauty sleep. Have you taken a look at any of us lately?
Hello, I'm George from Texas, and I've been listening to AFR for now for about 3.5 years. I don't listen to radio. I don't like it, but I'm in a truck a lot of times, and my ways of thinking politically and spiritually have been changed drastically. I must fight more than anything into becoming a better warrior and fighting for the unborn. I've always believed in pro-life, but with AFR's help and God's grace, I have to become a warrior for pro-life, and it's helped immensely in my life. Thank you, AFR.
My name is Jamie, and I listen to AFR from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and it has been truly an absolute godsend. I do not own any TV set whatsoever. The radio is my lifeline of spiritual nourishment. I absolutely thank God every single day that I can listen to it throughout the day. It is my spiritual manna from heaven. Thank you so very much.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and our theme is Bring an Awakening. And if you haven't participated thus far in making a pledge, we invite you to do that. Simply call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396 to make a pledge to help us to continue the ongoing work and mission of American Family Radio. And again, we're very grateful to all those that have been prayer partners with us and people who have called in and pledged, obviously for this share-a-thon and in past share-a-thons as well. And so God has run our cups over in so many ways as a radio network. And what a privilege and honor it is to have so many people that support us, both with their prayers and their finances as well. Thank you for all that you do as a part of our listening family. And please continue to remember to pray for the ministry of American Family Radio. But also, as you may hear through some of the listener testimonies, you hear others who will tell and encourage others to listen. We hope that you'll do that as well. Because remember, when you encourage others to become listeners, to listen to AFR, remember, you're helping to carry out the work of making disciples as well. Because amongst other things, American Family Radio is a weapon and a tool that the Spirit of God will use to disciple and help believers grow up and grow strong in their faith, to come to know Christ and to grow up in their relationship with Christ as well. So please do, on a regular basis, take time to encourage others to become listeners to American Family Radio. If you'll do that, we very much appreciate that. And also, you know, as I referred to earlier, I challenge on a pretty regular basis believers to start the habit of reading 3 chapters a day. I'd like to encourage and challenge every single listener, make it your goal to do the same thing, because you'd be surprised how many people that are believers who love the Lord, but they just don't read their Bibles. And you know, the reality is you'll never grow to become the strong and vibrant disciple that the Lord wants you to be if you don't have a working knowledge of the Word of God at work in your heart and your life. Every believer needs to be consuming God's precious and powerful Word every single day if you possibly can. Everybody needs that. Remember, the Word of God is food for our spirit. And also, it's like gasoline on the fire of the Holy Spirit at work inside of us. And the more you read and meditate on the Word, the bigger the Holy Spirit becomes in His work in you and through you as well. So again, I'm challenging you to start the habit of reading 3 chapters a day, but also I would challenge you to start the habit of challenging others to start reading 3 chapters a day as well. Parents, challenge and encourage your kids to do it, and challenge and encourage your grandkids to do it as well. It will bless each and every one of them. Remember, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And so when you're reading, spending time reading and meditating on God's word, it's your daily appointment with Jesus. Now, the fact is, you know, sadly, you have many people that feel like, well, I'm just so busy. I don't have time to read my Bible. Well, let me give you the Greek word for that excuse. Baloney. We have time to do what we want to do. So remember, you and I need, if we're wise, we will make time to spend time one-on-one with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And remember, he'll spend all the time with you that you'll spend with him. The number to call again if you'd like to be a part of our spring share-a-thon to make a pledge to help us with the mission and work of AFR. The number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We're going to take time now to listen to some more listener testimonies.
Hi, this is Catherine from North Carolina. Recently, I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I passed by the abortion clinic there. And praise God that across the street was one of the mobile units, and there were two people out there praying. I know this is a direct result from what is going on and what you guys are supporting. I could feel the Holy Spirit moving, and the clinic is such a terrible place, and I really felt God's presence there. Thank you very, very much.
This is Kathy. I'm from Baker City, Oregon, and I listen to American Family Radio, whether it's the talk side, the hybrid side, or the music side, every day. I just heard on today's issue, Sandy Rios say that with the Google issue, that it's because Google and the people who back them do not want the American people to know the truth. That's accurate news, and we're not going to hear that on the, as Brian puts it, mainstream media. But I also love the testimonies that are shared from other viewers periodically, the different godly things that are happening around the world. American Family Association, American Family Radio, I thank you, God, for instilling in John Wildman's heart the urge to create this for the world, and especially the United States. God bless you.
This is Kim from Oklahoma. I've been listening to AFR since 2009, and I've never looked back. My analog radio is tuned to AFR, and I carry it from room to room. My smartphone app is used daily at work, and AFR is the homepage on my laptop. If you want to be informed with the truth, AFR is a must in today's world of fake news. The Bible teaching is excellent and encouraging in today's chaotic, upside-down culture. My husband and I happily support AFR and are so grateful they are in the fight. And more importantly, preach the word daily. Thanks, AFR.
Marilyn from Tennessee. I started listening to you when I moved 20 years ago, where I could pick you up on my radio. And you are a great blessing to me. I have learned to love and know many of the most wonderful pastors that I've ever heard, and I hear the word, and I hear the news daily. I know what's going on. I know how to call my congress and my congressman, and I know how to pray because of listening to you each day. You cut out all the fluff, and I know I can trust you to give me the truth at all times in God's name and according to his command in his scriptures. Thank you. We love you, every one of you.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're in the third day of our spring share-a-thon, and the theme is Bring an Awakening. Our theme scripture is found in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11. Do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency, for our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. Again, that's Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Again, the theme, bring an awakening. The number to call if you'd like to be a part of our spring share-a-thon and help us to continue the work and the vital mission of American Family Radio. The number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. One more time, 1-877-616-2396. Let me share with you once again my email. On a pretty regular basis, we encourage believers to email us to get some of the prayer tools we provide. Remember this, everybody can use help and encouragement in their prayer life, every single one of us. And so these are some prayer tools that we provide for listeners that wish to get them, to help them, to boost, to strengthen, to empower your prayer life. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. One of the prayer tools we've provided and encourage believers to use on a daily basis is the Psalm 91 prayer. It's a powerful tool to help you to appropriate the power and the grace of God to protect you in the midst of all that's going on in the world and during this pandemic, with all the other things going on in the world as well. Remember this, no one can protect you like God can. Let me remind you once again, the number to call in and make a pledge during our spring share-a-thon, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Thanks again for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.